Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL, presented by The Casual Pint, your place for delicious pub food paired with local beer.
Sorry, Carolina football is no longer the off-season story. This is Archansky with Wednesday Sports Notebook. The biggest benefit of Bill Belichick's hire as UNC's new coach was the constant national attention it drew and continued with interviews on the Pat McAfee, Dan Patrick, and just about any show that called him for an appointment. The Tar Heels were the big news months before ever playing a game under the hoodie. Carolina knew that would happen, but the scope and breadth of the pub probably exceeded its expectations. Hear that sound? It's crickets now when it comes to Belichick, unless he is spotted with his young girlfriend, who unfortunately has become the story in another botched PR job for which dear old NCU has become famous, from academic scandals to Mac Brown's firing. The angle that won't die is when Chapel Bill is seen with Jordan Hudson, close enough for their pictures to wind up plastered on social media sites, from Hudson's to the thousands and thousands of followers she has for her various entrepreneurial enterprises. The latest kerfuffle is what happens to be a legal battle between media guy in Maine and Hudson, who has threatened a lawsuit against him if he doesn't stop talking and writing about her. But she turns out to be the gift that keeps on giving. Forget the patchwork roster that Belichick and Mike Lombardi are piecing together, from Browns veterans and recruiting holdovers to activity in the transfer portal to who will be the new running back. Except for the blog slobbers, give me the name of one new player on the roster. Except Bryce Baker, who was introduced to the Dean Dome crowd last December. Baker is competing with a late transferring left-handed quarterback who is supposed to be good and ticketed to be the starter against TCU on Labor Day night. Pablo Torre, whose podcast, Pablo Torre Finds Out, has been trying to get emails between Belichick, Hudson, and senders receivers to a public records request, or FOIA, to UNC that is supposed to produce documents from a public university by Friday. For now, Hudson says she might sue Torre, who says he might sue her in return. Sounds like ninth grade stuff, but it's right there for all to see. Emails of interest are allegedly about why NFL Films and HBO called off their Hard Knock special 2 days before shooting began. Allegedly, Hudson got too pushy about her role. NBC's Mike Florio and Torre had an 11-minute conversation that is on Facebook, X, and other platforms. It is very little about Carolina football and almost all about Hudson and what she does as a non-employee who works for the highest-paid employee in the state. I plan to hold them to account, Torre said, in a fairly lawless society these days that ignores what it wants to ignore. These are public records requests. It's part of the pact between a public university and the federal government. Good luck, Pablo. This is Archansky. See ya at the Casual Pint.